Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Yes, you guessed it. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another scintillating episode of Rough Riders Radio. Well, let's get right to it. Tonight's topic, 2016 GOP has 14 candidates already and counting. Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann must be in the wings. Let's begin, shall we? Let's start with Mike Huckabee. He just declared his candidacy just today. Good old Mike, the former GOP governor of Arkansas, likes to eat fried possum and raccoon. He previously and currently, when not politicking, is a preacher. Fundamentalist, no doubt. He's definitely no friend to the working man or the average middle-class voter, and he can say some truly outrageous things. Then there's everybody's third choice, Jeb Bush. Yes, the brother of Bush 1 and Bush 2. He is saddled by a dysfunctional family lineage of Bush 1 and Bush 2. Jeb ain't a Tea Partier or a real bloodthirsty, fire-breathing conservative. He's really a limp biscuit, but he does have buckets of blue blood money. Third, we have the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, a buttoned-down evangelical with a hint of Tea Party. He gutted the unions in Wisconsin, the public unions specifically, and substantially stripped back public funding for education in that state. Remember, Wisconsin perennially is a pretty progressive state. He signed into law a right-to-work piece of legislation in Wisconsin. He is definitely no friend to the working man. Number four, Rand Paul from Kentucky, a libertarian or a libtard who has rapidly shifting viewpoints over the last 4 years. Basically, he says what people want to hear or what he thinks will help his political career. Ted Cruz, the nutball whack job from Texas. He is truly insane. His father running would make about the same kind of candidate. Ted has no remorse for the government shutdown in 2013 or not raising the debt limit, and thereby torpedoing the full faith and credit of the United States government. He has no qualms about doing either of those again in the future, if it was left up to him. Cruz is definitely insane, and he's probably angling to be emperor of Texas. Next, number five, the fat man himself from New Jersey, Chris Christie. The big tuna just got thrown back into the water recently. The Bridgegate conviction, the George Washington Bridge in September of 2013, was closed down for 4 days. A major, major traffic snafu. And two of Christie's top aides involved up to their eyeballs in this, and they did plead guilty. So this ought to torpedo his White House bid. The brash, fat slob of a governor from New Jersey has just bullied his last bevy of voters. Marco Rubio from Florida is an evangelical hypocrite who won't extend an arm to immigrants, in spite of the fact that he himself is a child of immigrants from Cuba. Instead, Rubio is a big proponent of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, and he stands to reap a whirlwind of financial benefits from that, having a powerful financial ally in the NRA and Wayne LaPierre. So let's get the money. Let's cozy up to someone like the NRA and screw his own heritage. Screw over the people who need immigration reform. So on the list, Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana. He lets the Bible guide his thinking and has no real solutions to anything. He is not a serious candidate. He has no sizzle. He has no sizable following outside of Louisiana, or much of anything else for that matter. Next on the list, another nutbag job, Rick Perry, the current or the former governor of Texas. He is definitely a certifiable wingnut in the best Texas tradition. He, quote, thinks out loud, unquote, such as secession for Texas from the Union. Well, he doesn't know a lot about the supremacy clause in our Constitution. That means absolutely nothing to this asswipe. He used to be a Democrat until Karl Rove persuaded him to become a Republican. Then you have Ben Carson, the token black candidate. He is a surgeon, a medical doctor, and virulently anti-gay and a political whack job on the whole. He's probably got less than 1% approval rating currently in the list of these 14. His chances are slim and none. And Slim just left town. Next is Rick Santorum. He's a religious, pompous ass and thinks gays are amenable to conversion therapy. Everything is a religious litmus test with this schmuck. He is the Michelle Bachmann on the male side. Next, we have Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, who happens to be John McCain's best friend in U.S. Senate. The two are literally joined at the hip, inseparable. Lindsey has a man crush on McCain. His latest wacko idea, anything with the letters AL in its name, like Al-Qaeda, Al-Jazeera, Al-whatever, if it comes from the Mideast, it is inherently evil. He'll push for any and all Pentagon spending at the expense of any other worthwhile social and or economic policies. Probably why he has such a man crush on John McCain. They are the two biggest war hawks in the U.S. Senate. Next is Carly Fiorina. And like her sister CEO, Meg Whitman, she has the stomach to fire thousands of people and cut payroll substantially and quickly. Like her last gig at Hewlett-Packard, where she did precisely that, just to get that bottom line back, even though it was she who brought about that precarious situation to begin with. And last but not least, John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, who is an evangelical like Scott Walker, who doesn't mind limiting, like Scott Walker, the Republican governor of Wisconsin, limiting voting opportunities such as early voting, voting by mail, or onerous voter ID requirements. And like Scott Walker of Wisconsin, going after unions. Frankly, none of these people have a snowball chance in hell of succeeding in November of 2016. Of ever entering the White House. But then again, we have yet two more still in the wings. Could it be Sarah Palin and more, even Michelle Bachmann, maybe making a foray into this GOP 2016 train wreck and make it a Roman holiday or a Roman circus? That's it for tonight. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.